So sort of the second step that we think it would be important to examine if deciding to tax marijuana is to identify the taxpayer. And there are sort of pluses and minuses to taxing at any given level. So the first level where there's really an opportunity to tax is the cultivator. The department likes this because it's the smallest number of taxpayers. So we have to interact with fewer taxpayers, monitor fewer taxpayers, and monitor a smaller number of transactions. Similarly, you could impose a tax at the wholesaler level. Again, this is a small number of taxpayers and also a limited number of transactions to monitor. And what we sort of see in other states is some combination of a cultivator or wholesaler tax combined with a retailer tax. So taxing the actual purchase and sale transaction to consumers. This results in a large number of taxpayers and a high volume of transactions. But if you intend this tax to be a sin tax, it's important that the consumer actually incur the tax.